We're used to hearing about historical reenactors, those enthusiasts who spend a perfectly good Saturday wearing scratchy woolen war costumes. And on a recent weekend, a new group of reenactors gathered to bring to life the Oregon Trail, that 2,000-mile route from the Missouri River to the Great Northwest. But instead of going back to the 19th century, this group took its inspiration from a more recent era. Dina Pritchip explains.
In 1972, Don Rowich was working as a student teacher. And he faced the challenge of teaching his class about westward expansion.
Back at that time, students learned history by reading big, thick history textbooks, and that has limitations.
So like those early pioneers, Rowich decided to strike out from familiar territory. He left the textbook behind and forged a new path. The Oregon Trail, the video game.
It maybe was the first application that puts you into a story. So you're not viewing pioneers traveling the Oregon Trail from high above the scene. You're right in the middle of the scene.
And on a recent Saturday at Salem's Willamette Heritage Center, more than 50 people found themselves right in the middle of the scene in a whole new way. The Oregon Trail Live. Taking video game edutainment into the real world.
I knew that the 11-year-old version of me would be angry if I missed this opportunity, so here I am. Oh, the trail's starting.
Many of the people here, like Shelley Bowers, grew up playing Rowich's game. They've driven in from all over Oregon and Washington to reenact it. They're dressed in bonnets and fake mustaches. And some, like Jason Leroy, have homemade t-shirts with quotes from the game.
It says, you have died of dysentery.
In 1980s computer font. And with a whip crack, the teams are off.
Westward ho! Woo!
Players earn points by reenacting challenges from the game. In a fashion. Like the original pioneers, teams have to ford the rapids, which turn out to be roller derby girls whacking them with blue foam pool noodles. And to emphasize the real danger of the trail, team members bury their dead, which are paper dolls, in a sandbox.
Whoa. Brother Scott, you are a man of steel.
Writer Kelly Williams-Brown came up with the event last year when she was working as a reporter for the Salem Statesman Journal. Like many 20-somethings, she grew up on the game.
I remember when Facebook first started, the most popular group was, I tried to ford the river, but my effing oxen died. And the fact that an in-joke from a computer game from 15 years ago would command that sort of loyalty made me think, well, there's an opportunity to do something really fun here.
Of course, the real Oregon Trail didn't make you try to float your wagon in a plastic kiddie pool.
Are you
going to
try and sink it?
Shut up, sink our wagon!
But Sam Wegner, the Willamette Heritage Center's director, says that unexpected challenges were part of the journey.
You have to understand that these people, they laid everything on the line to go 2,000 miles. And you've got to come and you got to stake out the claim, and then you got to prove it up, and then you have to make your life here.
And as teams work toward their mock homesteads and the rain rolls in, it's clear the pioneering spirit is still strong, even in the celebration of an old video game.
You know, that's the hardy stock that's right here, right now. That's what makes us the Great Northwest.
I'm Dina Pritchup, reporting.